Well, Cam, you had a couple good drives to start the game last week and then faltered a little bit. When you look back on the film, is there an answer to why it went that way?
Well, I think, like you and I talked after the game, give Cleveland some credit, number one. But the real crux of the story is false starts. We had two penalties, had a holding penalty. Defense puts us right in great position to go down and score. We get a holding penalty, first and 20. So first and 15, first and 20, three drops. Didn't execute well. And it's, some of that's just on us, self-inflicted. But then Cleveland made zero adjustments. We didn't execute very well. So the good news is we started fast. Everybody's crying about that. And then we finished,
Finished well.
So now we got to handle the in-between. So this will be a great week to get that done.
Now, you took the time during the bye week to self-evaluate and so forth. Do you think the things that you did paid dividends in that game?
Oh, without question. Number one, Joe got hit twice. One sack, which was really a coverage sack. He really covered us well. And we had plenty of time to throw the ball. So we got sacked once. He only got hit one other time. Obviously, we wanted to shore up our protection because Joe had been getting hit a lot. We ran the ball okay. We wanted to be patient with the run, but you can also see that can make it tough on you at times,
right,
as well. So I think the thing that we all know, we're at our best when everyone's involved, number one, and two, we're keeping people off balance running past.
How do you balance that then? Because you want to run, but sometimes it's like running to a brick wall when they put up the run blitzes and the eight-man and so forth. How do you balance that?
Well, your audible game obviously is going to help you the most. We had 10 audibles in that game and hit one out of the park, almost all 10 of them. Joe did an outstanding job of getting the ball to Ray, also, and at times getting the ball outside to whether it be to Torrey or whether it be to Q or whoever it might be, depending on how the audible is set up. So I think the one thing I probably do need to clear up that came up a week ago, Joe is never taking the ball out of Ray's hands. The thought process that goes into an audible is predetermined by us collectively,
right?
Coaches, players. We get our players involved. So, the two-point play was a run, but if he'd have run the ball there, we wouldn't have gotten it. So everything working together, I think that's an important thing to remember.
All right, now Oakland. You face them. They got to come all the way across the country and play you guys in a 1 o'clock game. Not a lot of success in doing that. When you look at Oakland, here's a team that has some name players, Seymour and so forth, Huff, all these different guys. How do you look at attacking them? Are they, first of all, what type of team are they? Are they a zone team, a man team?
Yeah, they've gone different philosophy. The Raiders historically, without Davis, was a man, and now they've gone more of a two-shell defense. They've had some injuries at corner. I think there's probably a little bit. It's predicated on that fact.
They have a safety playing corner at this point.
Well, but Huff was a college corner. A lot of people thought it was unique that they put him at safety when he came into this league. But they were playing all that man coverage, so they felt like taking a corner and playing him at safety in their old scheme made some sense. But he originally was a corner. So he's a good football player. So they've gone away from man, but in third and 2-8, it's all blitz man. This team, very similar to a couple teams we played this year, they get after the passer. We looked at 35 snaps of third down the other night, and the quarterback either got sacked or hit 28 times. And that's about as good as we've seen this year. So when you come watching this game, you're going to see a team that can get after the passer on third down.
So it sounds like you want to stay out of third and long situations. Well, obviously, you always do.
Yeah, we'll stay out of third down, period.
Yeah, yeah.
If we could get that done. But, no, third and long is always a tough deal in this league, but it's not insurmountable. And it's something that we've been pretty good at over the last few years.
Now, do you take a look at that? Do you then plan your protection schemes a little bit differently because they do so much blitzing in that situation?
Well, you got several choices. I think the number one thing that I think we do a pretty good job of is mixing protections. Is it a five-man protection? Is it a seven-man protection? Is it an eight-man protection? Or is it a six-man protection? So you really can't line up and let them be able to predict when they can blitz, eat up, the running back or a tight end. You got to make them cover you, but at the same time, you got to be able to keep Joe on his feet too.
Obviously, the hot game comes into play when they do a lot
sure
of that.
Does.
How has the hot game been working so far this year for you guys?
Well, if you scheme it right, you don't have to do it a lot, but we've executed actually very well. We only had one the other night in Cleveland. That was on a second down, so it didn't hurt us. We got 5 yards. We're a hot, throwing hots and sights can hurt you as third and long. They make you get the ball out of the quarterback's hands and tackle you. You defensive guys understand
right.
that.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys do that at Gilman. So, smart stuff on third and long. So we got it in third and long where you don't want to throw hots and sights. You just got to have a little different plan.
All right. Well, good luck this week, Coach.
Hey, you know what, Stan? Good luck to you guys, too, in the playoffs.
All right. Appreciate that.
All right.